Polak, Rachel Maddow misreads, misquotes judicial nominee Stephen Menashe. By Joel B. Polak on August 16, 2019. MSNBC primetime anchor Rachel Maddow is under fire for anti-Semitism after falsely accusing judicial nominee Stephen Menashe of racism. While it may be a bridge too far to accuse her of anti-Semitism, merely because Menashe is Jewish, Maddow is guilty of smearing him as a racist based on distortions of his writings so egregious that it is clear she either never read the articles she cites, did not understand them, or, worst of all, read them, understood them, and misconstrued them. President Donald Trump announced this week he would nominate Menashe to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit. That is the context in which Maddow launched her false attack on Menashe as a racial extremist. In 2010, Menashe published a law review article in the University of Pennsylvania Journal of International Law titled "Ethno-Nationalism and Liberal Democracy." The article sought to defend Israel from criticism that it violates democratic norms because it adopts the Jewish community as the basis for its national identity, though it grants equal rights to Arabs and other minorities. Menashe, who is himself a Jew of Iraqi origin, argued that ethno-nationalism and democracy can often go hand in hand. He was responding to arguments from post-nationalist scholars like historian Tony Judd, who favored the dismantling of Israel. The weakness of liberal universalism, he pointed out, at least for Jews, was that it had not prevented the Holocaust. Menashe also pointed out, the idea that a sovereign democratic government represents a particular ethno-national community has its root in the principle of self-determination of peoples espoused at the foundation of the League of Nations and the United Nations, and it has been ratified by subsequent practice. The principle of self-determination was articulated forcefully by U.S. President Woodrow Wilson, who happened to be a Democrat. Menashe also noted that the same principles that justified Palestinian nationhood justified Israeli nationhood. Toward the end of the paper, Menashe noted the problem that ethnically heterogeneous states often have weaker common political and social institutions. He argued that modern democratic thinking failed to appreciate that successful liberal democracies often emerged within a particularistic national context. Menashe concluded, "Liberal democracy requires a national community if it is to become more than an ineffectual abstraction." His view is not extreme, it is entirely consistent with the idea of an inclusive American nationalism. In her segment on Menashe on Thursday, Maddow used a selective reading of his article to accuse him of being a racial extremist. She quoted his article selectively, and inaccurately, claiming that Menashe had argued that democracy can't work unless the country is defined by a unifying race. At no point did Menashe ever say that or discuss a unifying race. Later, she characterized Menashe's argument as saying that you can't have a country that works if you've got all sorts of different people in it. She also said he was arguing for racial purity and described his article as slightly blood-curdling. The network itself also tweeted the false accusation, which Maddow retweeted. The author of a paper which argues that democracy requires ethnic homogeneity to thrive, and that ethnic diversity weakens a nation-state, is Trump's nominee for a federal judgeship. MSNBC, at MSNBC, August 16, 2019. Maddow reacted to criticism by doubling down on Friday, tweeting selective quotes from the article. She also referred to a 2002 book review for the Hoover Institution at Stanford University in which Menashe quoted an urban legend about U.S. General John Pershing using bullets dipped in pig fat to execute Islamic militants. If Maddow, or her staff, had read the whole article, they would have noted that Menashe was arguing against such a brutal approach in the war on terror. He quoted conservative thinker Victor Davis Hanson. "Brute aggression, it seems, cannot match what arises when free men march unabashedly toward the heartland of their enemy in hopes of saving the doomed, when their vast armies are aimed at salvation and liberation, not conquest and enslavement." Maddow, who is a Rhodes Scholar, is regarded as an intellectual leader of the contemporary American left. But she spent the first 2+ years of the Trump presidency chasing a conspiracy of Russian collusion, and has now used ignorant, functionally illiterate, and intellectually dishonest tactics to smear a judicial nominee. It seems unlikely she will apologize for smearing Menashe. Regardless, it is impossible to regard her as an intellectual ever again. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He earned an AB in Social Studies and Environmental Science and Public Policy from Harvard College, and a JD from Harvard Law School. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won: The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.